Hello, and thank you for joining our webinar today on the 2014 Farm Bill covering dairy margin and livestock disaster programs. Today's webinar is jointly sponsored and brought to you by the Extension Risk Management Education Centers, the SARA 39 Multi-State Public Policy Issues Education Committee, the Agriculture and Applied Economics Association Extension Section, the Council on Food, Agriculture, and Resource Economics, the Regional Extension Farm Management Committees, and the Ag and Uncertain Times team, with technology hosted by Montana State University and the University of Wyoming. I'm John Hewlett, Ranch and Farm Management Specialist at the University of Wyoming, and it is an honor to serve as host for today's webinar. Although I act as your moderator, I'm only able to do that through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scene to make these presentations possible. Our team members' support and the support of their respective institutions help to make these webinars a reality. Today's speakers include Dr. Brian Gould from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Dr. Eric Blasco at Montana State University. I'll provide a more formal introduction for each of our speakers as we begin their respective presentations, but certainly would like to welcome them both to today's program. Now, before we get started, I've got a couple of introductory comments here and explaining exactly how the webinar is going to run. So let me point out that as we proceed, we'd like to have you enter any questions you might have for the presenters using that chat window found at the lower left part of your screen. And then working with our behind-the-scenes team, I will put those questions to our presenters at the appropriate time. So please use that chat window to enter questions that you might have or to report any technical problems. As we all know, computers enable us to overcome distances and solve problems, and they make webinars like this a possibility. However, that same technology can also create some challenges. So if you're experiencing difficulties, please don't hesitate to contact our team for some assistance. Now, if you're having trouble reading the screen at any point in today's webinar, you may want to try using the full screen button that's up in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. That button will switch between the view you see now and a view where the presentation slides fill the entire screen, making that smaller text a bit easier to read. So please note that when you do that, when you move into that full screen mode, you will be unable to see the chat window. And if you just simply press that button again, it should reveal the chat window to allow you to enter any questions that you might have for the presenters. So at this point, we have a couple of questions we'd like to ask you in our audience about a couple of details. Our first question is, if you might tell us about yourself and what your primary occupation is. And so we've got options here, including agricultural producer, extension educator, banking professional, if you're an agribusiness professional or commodity organization, or a nonprofit employee, perhaps, or a government agency. We also have other. We'd like to have you check all that apply so that we get a good indication of who all might be joining us this morning. So appreciate that. I think our next question is where it is that you are located. We have a number of possibilities here in terms of the region of the U.S. that you're located in. And of course, you only check one here, but we have Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, Western or Pacific Islands, or if you're come joining us from some international location, I guess there's a choice for that as well. So again, thank you for giving us a little bit of a read on who's in our audience this morning. Move those through those. We have a third question asking you to give us a little bit of an indication on your situation. So if you are currently involved in producing and marketing an agricultural product, that would be the first choice. Second, are you in the process of developing an agricultural product to take to market? Or third, would you like to develop an agricultural product to take to market, so an intending to become a producer? Are you on today to just gather more information or other maybe all of those apply, or several of them, or none of them, I guess, is another possibility. All right, so thank you for that. And fourth and final question before we get started, just an indication, if you wouldn't mind, as to how many people are participating from your location. We make these webinars available for free and open to the public, but we have no real good mechanism, since we make them available in that format, to gauge how many folks may be joining. So if you have one person, it'd be just A, but if you have several other persons joining in a meeting room or whatever, if you wouldn't mind indicating that, including an option for more than 20 persons. All right. Well, thank you for those responses. We appreciate your filling us in on who all's joining us this morning. Certainly want to welcome you again. We're looking forward to a really good discussion with our speakers.